top five on the Rokan show. Let's go.
There you go. Checking in at
number five.
Attending a prayer breakfast in Columbia, South Carolina, Senator Bernie Sanders told supporters not to count him out in the state, saying he was down in New Hampshire at 1.2.
We have come a long way here in South Carolina. I think we're going to surprise people here on Election Day.
Here. We're going to surprise people here on Election Day.
He's very lovable. No, it's just the Hillary. Way he talks, the way he does his hand gestures, and none of it is would, you know, if you sat him down and you trained him to be a politician, none of that would be okay. Those weird hand gestures he does and everything.
I have sat across from him at a number of family gatherings.
Did he nearly knock you over with his hands or your wine glass?
I don't know, but people who look and act and sound just like him. So I don't, it's the same kind of thing. I don't know.
He's gaining, apparently. He's still far away from Hillary Clinton in South Carolina, but he's gaining, they're saying, on the ground. So
yeah, it's going to be interesting. I mean, there's in the Democratic primary in South Carolina, it's the African-American vote rules the day there. Mm-hmm. And Hillary obviously has had, you know, long-standing connections in South Carolina, and it's considered that, and I believe she was with Jesse Jackson today, mm-hmm. if I'm not mistaken. She was leading with African-American faith leaders in South Carolina in what can only be described as a bald-faced promotion. And
that's what it's all about.
Right.
Know, aligning themselves with the people, you know, with power and followings within the state.
Correct.
And, you know, but there was some video that emerged over the weekend of Sanders showing himself supporting the Jesse Jackson candidacy for president, and his campaign staffers were releasing that to members of the media to say, hey, wait, whoa, look what he did.
Oh, wait, hold on a second. He did what? And then next thing you know, I'm gonna have to go over to him at the moment. All right, now here's Sanders also comparing himself to another long shot candidate.
If we didn't dream, does anybody here think that we'd have an African American as president of the United States today?
Yeah. A lot of pandering going on in South Carolina, isn't there? There's on both sides. It's pretty interesting. All right. Doesn't stop there.
Number four.
Also in South Carolina, the Republican primary is 4 days away, and things are getting heated between Donald Trump and Ted Cruz. Cruz called Trump unhinged. Well, we've all called Trump unhinged. That's not breaking any ground,
I don't
think.
He's probably heard it before.
Yeah. As Trump has threatened to take Cruz to court over negative ads. That'll work out well. They claim that Trump is not a conservative. Is that actually libelous?
I don't think so. I don't think that's necessarily something that ruins his reputation.
Well, I mean, it's right. Anyway, speaking with ABC News, Trump repeated his attack on Cruz and said he is definitely considering suing him.
Yeah, he was born in Canada. Many lawyers are saying he doesn't even have the right to run for president. He can't be president because of the fact he was born in Canada, lived there for years. I mean, under that theory, I guess Winston Churchill could be. You know, you take a look at this. He was born in Canada, lived there for years. When you talk about a natural-born citizen, according to many great lawyers, I've been looking at it very strongly over the last few years.
So I'll ask you again, are you going to file suit?
I'm thinking about it very seriously, George. I already have a lawyer. We're looking at it very seriously. We're thinking about it.
See, I love it. Trump sues everybody, right? That's his whole thing. He sued Univision. He sues this. He sues that. All day long, he's got his lawyers suing people. Mm-hmm. When he's president, is he going to continue with that? Is he going to have is his instinct then to have his attorney general go and prosecute people who insult him? That's very Nixonian. You know, that's the whole
thing
about
him. You wonder
what
the extension of all that is.
Yeah.
I mean, and you also have to think the Republican Party can't be super pleased that he's planning on suing the second contender, or the person who's, you know, polling second right now nationally, Ted Cruz. And he was during the debates, he was basically saying bad things about George W. Bush and his father. I mean, it's like you're
they
a Republican,
should sue him.
Right?
Well, everybody should sue everybody in the Republican Party.
Absolutely. Get it all out of the way and then move forward.
Wait, there's more.
Mm-hmm.
My whole thing is Obamacare, we're going to repeal it and replace it. He said, I love Obamacare. He said, I'm going to keep Obamacare. My whole thing, every single speech, you've heard numerous of my speeches. On the Second Amendment, there's nobody stronger on the Second Amendment than I am. And yet he said, oh, Donald Trump wants to get rid of the Second Amendment.
So are you going to follow?
He'll say whatever he wants to say. I actually think he's a very unstable person. I really believe that. I think he's a very unstable person.
Just putting that out there.
Hello, kettle? This is pot. He says whatever he wants to say. It's not even fourth grade. Fourth graders are more sophisticated than this. This is like second graders pointing at each other going, did you see what he just did to me?
Yeah, no, you're dumb.
Does he think the suing falls under the tough guy umbrella? Like, isn't that not tough?
Right.
He just knows he's got a lot of money to back him up, and he can follow through with the lawsuits, so you take it seriously. Yeah. And I think that works in the developable world.
He's a punk. I hope he sues me. All right. And I don't think Jimmy DeCastro hope he sues me, but
I hope he sues me, or
anybody at the Tribune Company, but come get me, copper. All right, checking in at
number three. That's right. Pleased to meet you. I still won't tell you my name.
Don't you believe in mystery? This is getting weird now, the body count in the rock and roll industry. This is Denise Matthews. She was Vanity from Vanity 6, the great Prince collaborative band.
Right.
Right.
And she also, I believe, dated Prince or was certainly involved with him as well.
One of the sultry characters. She also was an actress. She was in 52 Pickup and Action Jackson.
Why are we running from the cops?
Look, Della Plan killed his wife and planted the body in my apartment. The cops think I did it. Are you going to help me or not?
Why should I trust you? You're a cop. You wanted for murder. Your name is Action. Give me a break. I need a fix. Why don't you just give me a few bucks and drop me off at a bus station?
Sure, I'll drop you, and you wouldn't live long enough to enjoy that fix.
She turned her back on show business in the late 1990s and dedicated herself to her faith, eventually becoming a Christian evangelist, and passed away last night in a hospital in Fremont, California.
Very sad. 57, you know.
57 years old.
Very young. And apparently she was in church this weekend, and she told people that she was ready to go home. And people didn't exactly know what she was talking about at the time. Very young. Sad.
Yeah. It is.
No question.
Especially in she was a very formative, that whole Prince movement of the 1980s, very out in front and the center of that.
Mm-hmm,
so,
mm-hmm.
Again, that is Denise Matthews, Vanity, dead at the age of 57. Mm. Oh, so Felsa was telling us about last week.
He was. I'm anxious to hear what that's all about.
Mm-hmm.
They found something on the Donald. Watch out, Mark Sapelsa. He'll be firing back.
I'll sue you, Mark Sapelsa, right when I'm done with Ted Cruz.
Finished with Univision. So now moving on.
I like that tweet that Donald Trump said that it was a very, what was the term that he used? It was a very suitable settlement or something like that.
Nice settlement.
Right. In other words, he got nothing out of it. All right, here we go. Checking in at
number two.
Ben Affleck says there's some pressure in living up to fans' expectations when it comes to playing Batman.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to play Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice.
Next time they shine your light in the sky, don't go to it. The bat is dead. Bury it. Consider this mercy.
Tell me. Do you plead? You will.
Ooh.
He and Henry Cavill, who plays Superman, joined Good Morning America, and Affleck said he got advice from previous Batman.
I talked to a couple of people. I talked to Clooney. He had some advice, which is not repeatable. And I talked to Christian, who just told me to make sure I got a zipper in the suit, which was valuable, practical advice, as it turned out.
Wouldn't have thought of that.
Well, he complained about that. That's really funny. That is something that they have talked about, because, like, you know, you're standing around, you're in between takes, you're getting dehydrated, you're drinking water and all of that. And it took like 30 minutes to get you out of the bottom part.
It's basically, is it all one part? Like, is it all like a dive suit kind of thing?
Well, it's all kind of molded together, and it's by the makeup artists and
30
stuff like
minutes.
That.
30 minutes. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. So that was a problem.
One solved. I wonder, how much these guys have to work out to get these roles. Have you seen what Ben Affleck looks like now? I mean, it's amazing how they transform their bodies. And he's just, ripped. Ripped, frankly.
You know,
not something you notice
in Major League Sports, they would call that activity illegal.
Is that how they do it? You've got inside information on
that? That is exactly how they do it. But if you're a Hollywood star,
it's okay. Somehow
human
that's
growth
okay.
hormone is fine. Mm-hmm. It's just fine. As a matter of fact, some of them say it's good for you.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Hollywood stars really like the smaller testicles because it works better in the bat suit. All right, and finally, checking in at
number one.
Backing his brother, former President George W. Bush and former First Lady Laura Bush were on the campaign trail at a rally in North Charleston, South Carolina. The former president, speaking ahead of his brother Jeb, commented on all the negativity in this race.
You know, I thought it was appropriate to discuss a subject I know a lot about, what it's like to be president. Being your president was a high privilege and the honor of a lifetime. And by the way, if serving as president of the United States makes me a part of the so-called establishment, I proudly carry that label. There seems to be a lot of name-calling going on, but I want to remind you what our good dad told me one time. Labels are for soup cans. The presidency is a serious job that requires sound judgment and good ideas. And there's no doubt in my mind that Jeb Bush has the experience and the character to be a great president.
He's got the whole family out campaigning, which could be very helpful, I think. To have you know, very popular Bushes out there in southern states in particular.
Yeah, in 1999, that would have worked just great. But what's happening right now, not so good.
Jeb's not seeing much of a bump yet.
No, because the only thing that wins the day right now in politics is screaming about what a complete jag dork your opponents are and how you're going to sue them.
It's the insult game.
Yeah, and how without any and this is true on both sides, coming up with grandiose statements that are not even believable, let alone back upable.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
You can't explain it.
I can't explain it.
Just, yeah. And I'm at beyond words.
I'm at the auto show. I gotta go buff my Tahoe right now. Hold on.
The top five at five.